Welcome, everyone, to Port Washington's coverage of the Port Washington Varsity Men's Soccer Team. It is a playoff game. We are at Whitney Field. In today's matchup, we have the Port Washington Vikings taking on the Baldwin Bruins in their first playoff matchup of the year. If you're new, this is WDOT, the voice of Port Washington Athletics. I'm Michael Capobianco, joined by Samuel Rothenberg. We are so excited to be with you guys today in what is a very exciting playoff matchup between Port Washington and Baldwin. Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Mikey? I'm excited to get coverage on this game for sure.
For sure. Port Washington looking to start their postseason campaign off on the right foot. Baldwin is a very tough team, but Port Washington, they've been resilient all year, led by their seniors, and they should be looking to go very early today. The starting lineup for Port Washington, in the back, their rock, Ben Stein. The defense, Lopez, Tito Hernandez, Jesse Schiff, Charles Cifarelli, Franchina, Hernandez, Suarez, Ernst, Sawada, and Rubenstein at the top, who has been a goal threat all year. So it should be a very exciting game for Port Washington, and we are just about underway. Sam, what are your keys to the game for Port Washington?
No, of course, I think they got to get off to the right foot. I think this game is going to be a lot easier to win if it's low scoring, so hopefully they're not going to concede any easy goals early, and I just think staying solid and playing out of the back, not trying to do anything fancy, I think that's going to lead to some great results.
All right, 39 minutes and 43 seconds of this first half left just for time. So Wise, here we go. Port Washington pressuring early, and that's Ernst on the ball quite early. Asensio is going to clear that one out on the right side. But Port Washington, they've been pressuring all season and should look to do the same today against Baldwin. More pressure added on Derek Suarez. He has been an absolute force for Port Washington all year.
Absolutely.
He has a lot of pace and really good decision-making on the field. Roberto Lopez going to throw it in.
Huge throw in down the line.
And here it's Ernst on the right side looking to cross a ball in and just...
shanks. Absolute shanks it. But we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. That's a good effort way for Port Washington to keep the gas on the pedal early.
All right, Port Washington retreats on defense. In Baldwin's side, the starters are Asensio, Fleck, Moreno, John Luis, Smalling, Hernandez, Bautista, Brutus, Zelaya, Vera, and Gonzalez. It's going to be a goal kick for Baldwin.
Not a great kick for Baldwin. Dangerous ball there in the middle. Suarez puts pressure on that, intercepts that, and we're underway.
And Franchina gets a toe into it. It's going to come out to Gonzalez. Lopez is there with the header. Plays the ball in. It's going to be won by Baldwin. Into the middle. And Port Washington on the attack early. Lopez is going to kick it into no man's land. So it's going to be another possession for Baldwin. But good idea for Roberto Lopez to get the ball forward. It's something he's done all season for Port Washington. He likes to play the ball forward. He likes to play with speed. And he just has an absolute cannon for a foot. Brutus makes a run down on the right side. Guarded tightly by Jesse Schiff, who wins that battle. Really good defense, played into the middle. And here we go. It's Sawada, tries to play it through to Ernst.
That's Baldwin the exact. Although it didn't work out there, it's good that Port Washington's trying to play simple, play out of the back, stick to their personnel. I think that's what's going to lead to some
and
really great
results.
And here's
John Luis, plays the ball forward. It's going to be Stein is there. Good effort by John Luis, but man, what's crazy footwork for him at the beginning. But Port Washington's going to come up with it. You know, Sam, the two of us are seniors at Schreiber, and we've gotten the privilege to have classes and even play soccer of our own with some of these seniors. They've been a really big part of this team. What can you kind of say about some of your former teammates and some of your peers? Because they are just the leaders of this team and have done a really phenomenal job all season.
I'd have to say some great growth all around, not only on the field but off the field. I think these boys have grown up together. The chemistry is on full display, and I think whether it ends today or the run continues, I think this group of boys have put together an amazing run, and whatever the result is, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I love the chemistry that they've all started building together. They have a lot of leaders. We see a bunch of captain bands on the field. Sean Ernst, Sean McClellan has been another leader for them. Jesse Schiff in the back, Ben Stein in goal. They've just been really rock solid all year. So hoping for the best for them this playoff run. 3 minutes into the game, score 0-0. It's going to be a punt. Asensio with a fairly good punt. Hernandez misses the ball. Cifarelli is there, and Hernandez plays it forward. It's going to be Rubenstein.
A little bit of lack of communication here. I think the Vikings got to clean that up. Obviously, may not be the most skilled team on the field right now. But
and here we go. Rubenstein stays with it on the left side. Guarded tightly by Baldwin. He's on the loose. And what a move. Oh, and his first touch just got the best of him. And Asensio is there. But really good run by Felix Rubenstein, and it's going to be a yellow card given out to Felix Rubenstein. It looks like just a little bit too much contact in the box, but really good idea from Rubenstein. He has been an absolute threat for goal scoring the entire year, and that's what you want to see, that added pressure from Port Washington at the beginning.
Absolutely. Although it's great pressure, obviously Port can't afford to pick up any early penalties. So just staying solid, consistent, and not drawing any early and unnecessary penalties, I think, is going to be huge for this Port Vikings team.
All right, Asensio with another goal kick for Baldwin. Not much movement. It's played into around the 50-yard line, and it's going to be Suarez controls it on the right side. He's got two men on. He's got Hernandez in the middle if he wants. Chooses to go on the right side, and it's a one-on-one opportunity, which Suarez wins. He plays it forward to McClellan, who's just checked in the game. Here we go. Hernandez in the middle. He has options on both the left and the right side. Played in for Suarez, who is offside.
Honestly, I wouldn't have hated him to shoot that there, Hernandez. I think he's got a great boon just to get some early pressure on the goalie. Whether or not it was a great shot, just sending a message to Baldwin that Port's going to be the more aggressive team in this game, I think would have been huge.
Yeah, Martin Hernandez, we mentioned, is a sophomore, so he's very young, but he made the team last year as a freshman. He's been playing with the guys for quite some time now. He's got some good runs, so he should be a very important part of today's game. Ball played out. It's going to be Lopez with it on the side. We saw his first throw-in was an absolute bomb. And there we go again.
Same result there.
Asensio clears that ball out.
Asensio does not look comfortable with the ball at his feet. We're going to see how that evolves throughout the game. But as of now, it seems like if the Port Vikings can get pressure on the goalie, it could get ugly for Baldwin.
Yeah, and Baldwin, you look at their defense, a little bit of miscommunication, not really sure who's taking those balls in the back, whether it's going to be the goalkeeper, Asensio, or some of the defenders. And here we go. Ernst plays a ball through. McClellan is not there. Asensio just beats him out. Good idea from Sean Ernst. And Sean Ernst, man, his IQ on the field is off the charts, Sam.
Absolutely. I think it's developed nicely throughout the year. From a young age, you could always tell he kind of had that soccer brain. And nice to see finally all that hard work and intelligence is paying off.
And here we go. Hernandez has it, controls it with his chest. He's got two men on him. Played out. Sawada can't keep it in. It's going to be, it's going to be Port Washington ball on the left side. Let's see who takes the throw in. It's going to be Cifarelli. Headed away. Here's Baldwin now. Recovered quite nicely. That's Lopez coming with real pace on the right side. He's going to look to whip it in. He throws a ball into Ernst with the header and a little bit. Wide
that's a great through ball. I couldn't see who exactly switched the field there, but that's the kind of idea that the Vikings need to look to utilize more to see some real success in this game.
The first of a real chance for the Port Washington Vikings. Sean Ernst unable to guide the ball into the net, but really, really good recovery by them. And Lopez, you just mentioned, a lot of speed, a lot of ability to whip the ball in, which he did. It's going to be yet another goal kick for Baldwin. Not much going on the offensive side for Baldwin. It's really been Port Washington domination. Baldwin's going to have the opportunity to have the ball now. They have a throw-in. Here's Fleck on the left side, and it's going to be a foul.
It's the stuff that can happen, those silly little penalties. I think they just got to move their feet. They're clearly the more conditioned team, so I think they have to look to use that to their advantage.
Kevin Gonzalez Calderon is going to take this free kick, looking to send the ball. There are a bunch of white shirts in the box. The ball making on the run, and Stein is there. It bobbled. Uh-oh, and the ball is out. And it's a foul. Oh, and Stein appears to be a little shaken up. I think he should be okay. Took a little bit of contact from those Baldwin strikers. It was a really good ball in over the heads of pretty much everyone. Stein had to come to it. It looks like he is okay. Port Washington's going to regroup now. But that is a really scary moment for that Port Washington defense that we're going to have to lock in, especially on set pieces.
Thankfully, Stein looks like he's okay. Not the best goal kick there, but definitely not one that you're too concerned about if you're Port Washington.
John Luis looking for his options. He's got guys on the right, can play behind him, and good header away from Sawada. Was a nice chip through. And here we go. McClellan, Ernst, Suarez, these guys are pushing the pace. The ball falls right to Sawada in the middle, and McClellan unable to get there. Cleared out. Hernandez with a header. It's going to be Ernst. Sticks with it. There's Suarez on the right side. He has Franchina behind him. Takes it himself on the right side. Suarez fires and is deflected away by number six, Christian Smalling. Good defense, but another good chance for Port Washington. They're coming very close to putting themselves on the board. And here we go with a real chance on a set piece. It is a corner kick. Suarez is going to take it. McClellan. There's Ernst. Ball whipped in, and it's headed away by Baldwin. Good clearance. And Fleck is sprinting up the left side now. Let's see if they give it to him. And there's Franchina with the intersection. Suarez regroups.
Oh, boy.
Ball played downfield. Schiff's got to get it out of there fast. Showing off his strength, he plays it out to Stein. And really, really solid recovery defense by Port Washington. Here they go now on the other side. Ernst is going to put some pressure on. It looks like Moreno will be there. Sam, what are you seeing out of this Port Washington offense so far? They've been pressuring. They've been coming close to that first goal.
I think it's been great part of the game. I think that inconsistency is something that I kind of touched on at the beginning of the game.
Here's Franchina for Ernst, who fires just left of the post. Real opportunity there. Sean Ernst is going to wish he had that one back. But, man, what a chance for Port Washington. They are coming closer and closer by the minute. I'm sorry I cut you off. What were you saying?
Absolutely. No worries at all. I think just being consistent up front, being able to make and complete and string together a sequence of passes, I think is going to be extremely important here. I think they've put together some nice passes, but it doesn't look like any more than two or three or four in a row. So I think that could ultimately become a problem for the Vikings.
Yeah, and Sean Ernst, his goal-scoring ability has really taken a massive jump this year. You see him in the post-game recaps. He is almost always on the score sheet. He really has an eye for the goal. So that, I believe, will be the first of many chances for Sean Ernst. McClellan now, good flick backwards, and it's going to be a free kick going Baldwin's way.
A little surprised that Radman hasn't checked into the game. Obviously not the speediest of players, but he's extremely fundamentally sound. He knows where to be on the field, extremely smart player. And when he's on the field, it just seems like he's making everybody around him much better.
A little bit of a squibbed kick. It's going to fall out to Suarez. He's got two men on him, and it's won by Zelaya. Port Washington now. Here's Lopez and Suarez on the right side, and Lopez just a little bit too much on that ball. That miscommunication just a little bit. Uh-oh, and here's... That was a close one for Sawada. That's
what I was talking about. The goalie does not look comfortable with the ball at his feet or in his hands. A little bit of hesitation there. That could have ended really badly for the Bruins.
That's the junior Josue Asensio in net for the Bruins. And that's a booming punt out. There's Cifarelli there.
That's a lazy tackle there.
Oh, what a ball by Cifarelli. Looked like he used the outside of his foot. Here's Sawada on the left side. McClellan is trailing behind him. Sawada keeps going. Ball falls out to Cifarelli on the left side, looking to do damage. He takes his man on. And good tackle, good defense. It's going to be another corner for Port Washington. They came very close to scoring on their first one. This time on the left side, it's going to be Sawada who's going to take it. Jesse Schiff has come crashing into the box, along with McClellan.
Jesse Schiff has a nick for scoring goals on these corner kicks. Watch him here. He's going to be extremely aggressive in the header.
Sawada whips the ball in, and it is right at Asensio.
Oh, they're playing quick. That's probably what's going to work to their advantage.
Three on two, four on two. Oh, great recovery by Suarez, but it's still the Bruins. Here we go, doing damage, and there's Tito Hernandez. Good clearance. He's got it still on the left side, and McClellan's going to be there, but really good run. All right, and this ball is going to go Baldwin's way. Very, very nice run, but Port Washington's defense fundamentally sound. That's your seniors back there. That's knowing where you are at the right time. Tito Hernandez had the awareness to know that he was close to the line. When it didn't work out, he cleared it out. Schiff was there as well. Solid defense for Washington.
Roberto Hernandez for the Vikings. He's played defense, midfield, attack. Very well-rounded player, super versatile, and it looks like they know how to use him extremely beneficially.
Baldwin with a little bit more control now. John Luis is in the middle. We saw what control he had, and that's a good ball in. Cifarelli's right there with the header. Falls out to Zelaya. John Luis and Zelaya playing tic-tac. And here we go. Sean Ernst, plenty of space. McClellan's there. He turns around. Here's Hernandez. He's got options all the way through and just under the foot of McClellan. Poor touch there. Moreno.
A little bit uncharacteristic here. The Vikings look a little bit tired, but hopefully they can get it together, learn how to stick together a little bit more here so that they can conserve their energy.
Is it time to bring their super subs on, do you think? There's Brian Carrias, Davin Radman, Emerson Batres.
I think right now would be a pretty good time to get some subs in. It looks like some of the starters, especially the guys up front, are running out of steam. I think just getting a nice new surge of energy, I think, could serve them pretty well long term.
Yeah, and Rubenstein should be coming back in the game. He got taken out quite early for McClellan. And here we go. It's Baldwin now. Jean-Louis directing traffic once again. Couple stepovers on Hernandez. Doesn't jump. Switches the field out to Fleck. Fleck has got options in the middle. Zelaya's calling for it. Fleck plays a ball in. Schiff is right there for the header. And Ernst is going to clear it out right to Suarez. And Fleck's going to have it for a throw-in. And the ball has just been on Baldwin's side a lot this half, Sam. Really have not seen much offensive pressure in the last 5 minutes from Port Washington.
Absolutely. When you play kick-and-run soccer, these are the kind of things that are going to happen. Of course, you might have an early break or two where you get in front of the net and you almost score. But as soon as you run out of gas, it's very hard to sustain. And I think that's the problem that the Vikings are running into right now.
McClellan has a lot of white shirts around him, and Moreno is right there. Here's Hernandez, back out to Fleck on the left. Zelaya, good flick on, Suarez is there, here's Franchina, and here we go, Port Washington, really good pass by McClellan to Ernst, switches the field, Sawada, and his first touch got the best of him there. Good recovery, and that ball is going to go in the direction of Baldwin, just a little bit too much on that touch from Sawada, he's going to wish he got that one back.
Sorry, just having some connection issues. Now we're back. Resuming. We got some good action
and
here.
And here's Fleck. Ball played on for Zelaya. Zelaya takes on Schiff, and Schiff is there. Played on the ground a little bit. Fleck still has it. Good recovery by Suarez. Here's Bautista. Gonzalez sends it in to Zelaya. Ball won by Port Washington. Franchina, ooh, had a little bit too much time there.
McClellan with a little bit of hesitation there. Those are the kind of tackles that you need to go all in.
And here we go. Port Washington on the counterattack. Ernst is upset. Gets the foul call. And here we go. Port Washington in a good position. They are back on the other side of the field where they want. Looking to capitalize here on another set piece. Ball going to be probably whipped in by Lopez.
That's probably the guy you want to take this. I think Port's got to be a little bit of aggressive here. Maybe send Jesse Schiff up the flank a little bit. Obviously nothing stupid or silly. But let's see what they can string together right here.
Lopez lofts the ball into the box.
A little
it's
long.
It's Ernst, and the ball is won. And here we go. Zelaya with such pace on the left side. Good tackle by Lopez.
Absolutely.
Ball in the
great
middle.
Recovery. If Lopez isn't there, that
Bautista
could be really dangerous.
Bautista sends it to John Luis on the right side. Beats his first man. He's got all the time in the world to cross the ball in. Looking to go himself. And good defense by Martin Hernandez, who's right there for the deflection. But man, John Luis's footwork has been top-notch all night.
I agree. I think the Vikings have looked great in the back, and I think they've looked pretty great up front. I think the middle of the field is where they're losing right now, and that's why they're spending a majority of this time chasing around the ball and wondering when they can get their next opportunity.
And interesting where Baldwin is lined up. They are all at the top of the 18. Here they come, crashing into the middle. Ball is whipped in, and the header on from Hernandez is a goal. 1-0 Baldwin. They get on the score sheet first. Hits the Cristiano Ronaldo celebration, and it is 1-0 Baldwin. Not the start that you wanted if you're Port Washington, but just a really good ball and a good finish by number 7, Benjamin Hernandez. Port Washington is going to have to regroup, but it is Baldwin that strikes first in this first matchup in the playoffs. Sam, what did you see out of Port Washington's defense in that possession?
Unfortunately, that's kind of the expectation and the result that's going to come from a lack of consistency in the back, a lack of communication, and honestly, just looking tired up front. If you're spending a majority of the game on defense, one of those fluky goals is bound to go in. So I think Port Washington's got to maintain possession here, and ultimately, I don't think they can concede another goal before half.
Luckily for Port Washington, time is on their side. There are still 22 minutes and 20 seconds remaining, but here we go again. It's Baldwin. Schiff has it. Cooley plays it into Franchina. A little bit of communication needed by Port Washington. There's Suarez. He has the touch.
Emerson Batra is in now for the Vikings. It looks like they are trying to switch things up.
And that ball sent in to the other side. Can Sawada catch up with it? And his touch, his first touch, got the best of him once again. Sawada, he's one of the younger guys on the team. Maybe some playoff nerves, Sam.
Of course. I think Sawada is a very technically sound player. You can tell he's very raw with a lot of potential, but of course a lot of this comes down to who's the most confident player, and I'm going to be honest right now, looks like Sawada just needs a few more minutes to get acclimated to the game, but I think once he does, he's going to be a huge factor here. Fleck there with a little bit of a poor touch.
There we go.
Now the Vikings are starting to expose some of Baldwin's weaknesses.
Port Washington crashing the box. Lopez has a very, very strong throw in. Franchina's waiting for him. The ball sent in, and it's flicked. There's no goalie in net, but it is cleared away by Baldwin. Back to Schiff. He's got time. He's got one man on. There we go. Lopez plays it forward to Suarez.
Hey, although that's not the result the Vikings were looking for, I think that's showing progress. At least they're trying to string together some passes. Not playing kick and run is definitely progress here.
Fleck to Zelaya. Back to Fleck. He flicks it forward. And Franchina and Hernandez not able to communicate there. Lopez's ball goes essentially nowhere. Falls out to Batres, though.
Looks like there's a little bit of kick and run now from both sides. I think the Baldwin's kind of falling into the Vikings' trap.
Another ball played through. Tito Hernandez, he has time on the other side. But right to Jean-Louis. He's got Cifarelli on him on a one-on-one matchup. Jean-Louis, very, very technical. Martin Hernandez takes on the challenge. Three defenders on Jean-Louis, none able to score. He whips it in, far post, and it's going to be out of bounds.
And that is going to be good for 3 points. Field goal, good. Just about 13 yards over the crossbar of the soccer net there.
Port Washington caught a real break there. I think if he had a little bit more bend on the ball, that could have been some trouble in the back post because there was no defender there. But here we go. Ben Stein, the rocking goal all year, taking this goal kick, looking to inspire his troops before the end of the first half. We're about halfway through the first half. And Port Washington is down 1-0. Here's Lopez to Franchina, and the passes from Port Washington have not been crisp.
I have to say, though, Lopez does look like he's very comfortable playing the ball out of the back. He might be the lone person on that Port Washington defense that has looked like that so far, but I can expect some things to change. Jesse Schiff has definitely played very aggressively. Some of his passes haven't exactly fallen, but I think we can all expect that to change come the second half and later on in the first.
Cifarelli now on the left side. Jean-Louis baiting him. Regroups Hernandez, looking to switch the field. Here's Lopez. This is what we've been seeing a lot. Roberto Lopez trying to make things happen. Immediately plays a ball forward. And too much on that one. It's going to be out of bounds. Another squandered opportunity for Port Washington. They're just putting a little bit too much on their through balls and not being able to make anything happen within the box.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be really important here for Baldwin in retrospect. I think they're going to need to slow it down a little bit. I think early on in the game, we can see clearly they're the more fast team, and they kind of have built that for their identity, but they need to slow things down because they're looking like they're tiring themselves out by just constantly booting the ball back into Vikings territory.
Ball one again by Baldwin. Now it's back to Port Washington. Lopez, he's been the main instrument of this team so far. And Port Washington is backtracking right now. And once again, another ball played way too far out. That was from Tito Hernandez. And here we go. We just opened the windows a little bit. We're going to let you hear the Port Washington student section. There are a lot of Port Washington students here representing, all wearing blue. Really nice to see everyone coming out today to support the Vikings.
Absolutely. One of the better student sections in all of Long Island. So let's see how the crowd can affect this home game
today. And shout out to our athletic director, Mr. Nick Stratweiser. He's done an amazing job getting the students all riled up, and he's given us this opportunity to be on the broadcast for WDOT, the voice of Port Washington Athletics. 17 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the first half of our first-round matchup. Port Washington Vikings, Baldwin Bruins, 1-0. Fleck is all alone on the left side. Bautista has it himself. Here's Fleck making a run on. Bautista backs it up. Moreno. And here we go. This pressure from Port Washington needs to start.
Batres definitely looks a little speedy out there. I think clearly he's been working on that throughout the offseason. A nice development for Emerson Batres from last season to this season.
Ball played forward for Baldwin again. And really good tackle by Tito Hernandez, limiting the damage. And it's going to be a throw-in almost at the flag for Baldwin.
Very good heads-up play there by Hernandez. Clearly he has a very high soccer IQ. And let's see, look for him to continue to impact this game.
Quick throw-in. Zelaya's got it again. Looking to whip the ball in with that left foot. And the header on. It comes out. And Port Washington just able to escape trouble right there. There was a mix-up in the box. And here's Batras on the other way. He's putting pressure on Smalling now. This Port Washington student section getting a little riled up. Ball booted away once again. It feels like every time Port Washington has a chance, one of Baldwin's defenders is quick to send it out.
Port did get lucky there, but I think they've got to clean some stuff up in the back or this game is going to become very difficult to win. Port's got to score a goal quickly, and I think that all starts from the back.
I think Port Washington needs to get themselves on the score sheet. I think they'll feel a lot more comfortable. Right now, they're playing very stressed. Not a lot of good communication going on, so some things are going to need to turn around fast for Port Washington if they want to get out of this half in decent enough shape. And good clearance from Tito Hernandez once again.
Honestly, the way that this half is going, I think it would be considered a win for the Vikings if they can hold it to a 1-0 lead. Possession. Or a 1-0 deficit.
Yeah, Port Washington needs a run. I think maybe it's time. Do you think it's time to bring Felix Rubenstein back in the game? He has fresh legs.
I think anyone who's fast, speedy, and is willing to challenge balls would be helpful here for the Vikings. I don't care if it's the 27th man on the bench or the first guy on the bench. I think Port really just needs some energy.
Here we go.
Right now.
Suarez switches side. Batras fell down just a little bit too much. Schiff's got it once again.
Jesse Schiff there with a great touch. If he can continue to do stuff like that, I think he's going to be very valuable in this game and ultimately could even become the difference maker.
Here we go. Sawada's. And Riga looks like he got.
Sawada is looking speedy. That's the kind of energy the Vikings need, and hopefully they can follow up off of that.
Substitution. That is.
Ernst is back in the game. Exactly what the Vikings.
No, that's not Ernst. That is number 10, Brian Karyas. Yes, Brian Karyas checks in.
My apologies.
For number 13, Derek Suarez. Suarez has been giving it his all, but I think he needed a little bit of a break. Here's Karyas, and Martinez on the far post, just above the head of Karyas. And it's going to go Port Washington's way. Another chance here.
Almost looked like deja vu. Very similar situation to how Baldwin scored at the beginning of the game. I think these teams are very evenly matched, and ultimately, it's going to be come down to who can do the little stuff better.
Port desperately searching for that equalizer, and it's flicked on and in.
Oh, my goodness.
Who else but Sean Ernst took a deflection off the goalie's hand into the right corner of the net, and there's Sean Ernst, the equalizer for Port Washington with 14 minutes to go in the first half. The student section is all fired up, and Port Washington is back 1-1. And Sean Ernst is on the score sheet yet again. Really, really good play by the Port Washington Vikings. And they are right back in this game, 1-1. And the momentum will swing to their side, Sam.
Absolutely. I think the Vikings need to follow up on this. A quick goal here could really change the tides and ultimately put Port Washington in the driver's seat.
And Sean Ernst is motioning everyone behind him to calm down. And I think Port Washington just needed to see themselves back on par with Baldwin. I think they're going to play a lot more comfortable now, Sam. Here's Karyas getting his first taste of the action. I think Port Washington's going to look to advance the ball pretty quick. They just scored. You mentioned momentum on their side.
Karyas definitely looks like a speedster here, and hopefully the Vikings know how to incorporate him on the
way. Oh, a scary tackle. Down.
No.
Questionable call. Ernst doesn't agree with it at all. but it's going to be Baldwin's way. I think Karius was the one that initiated the contact. It sent him and Valaya flying. And that ball goes through everyone. It's going to be
game is going to become very physical very quickly. These teams probably do not like each other much. In conference rivals, we're both competing with the highest of stakes. I think these teams both want it extremely badly, so I think whoever's going to become more physical, but obviously using it in a safe way, I think is going to ultimately become victorious.
Franchina playing a little bit out of position with Karias. It's going to be another throw-in for Baldwin, but man, this place is bustling, Sam.
Absolutely, and let's hope the Vikings know how to bounce off of that.
Here we go. Ernst is by himself. Really good 1-2 with Batrez. Ernst by himself. He has Batrez. Ernst fires, and good save right at Asensio.
That's a great attempt by Ernst. The more shots he can get on goal, ultimately, the more success this team is going
to
say.
Ernst is coming out firing right now, looking to put his team on top after he put the first one in the back of the net.
Brandon.
Here we go. Ball whipped in by Karias, and it's going to be just almost flicked on by Cifarelli. Ball falls out to Martin Hernandez, and Porajan's going to regroup. Tito lofts the ball in. Karias on the side, and he's offside. Figured that one. Was way too much space over there.
From a distance, Karias and Ernst do look very identical. Both speedy guys who could get down the wing. Very
similar hair, too.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess everyone's blonde right now, so it's a little hard to tell. Here we go. Oh, really good touch by Zelaya to keep that in bounds. But it's going to be Roberto Lopez with the ball. Franchina Herrera. And that ball clearing everyone. Batrez with a little bit of frustration wanted the ball slightly to the left. And man, Sam, this place is filling up.
Absolutely. I think everyone is clearly hopping on the Port Washington bandwagon. We're going to currently post an update on Port Vikings for everyone who is not here so you guys can stay in tune with the action.
All right, and Jesse Schiff with the clearance. Oh, and really good pressure from Martin Hernandez. It's going to be Raiga on the left side, joined by Batrez. Batrez still going in the left side, looks to flick it onto Raiga. Can he stay with it? It's going to be Baldwin ball. Zelaya is wide open, and that's where they go. They switch the fields. What a first touch by Zelaya, and he keeps going, but just too much on that. It seemed like he hit a Cruyff turn in the middle of that touch and flicked it on with the back of his heel. I have to say, some of these players for Baldwin have been really technically sound and just have a lot of stuff up their sleeves. And my colleague Sam is posting some updates on Port Vikings. The score is 1-1, 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Around five minutes ago, Sean Ernst equalized with a nice header to the top right bins. And Port Washington looks like they're getting another one soon. The ball has been on their side for the most part. Ernst is in the corner again. He's got two men on him looking to control. And that's going to be a corner kick. Good awareness by Ernst to kick it off Gonzalez. Karias is going to take it. The first corner kick didn't have too much height on it. And it's going to be a quick one to Ernst. Ernst whips the ball in and right to Asensio. Zelaya now with open space. Ball falls out to Sawada, and Batra is just a little bit too much on that touch. And suddenly the ball is in for Baldwin. John Luis still has it. Roberto Lopez with the challenge, unsuccessful. And JC Schiff is right there for the clearance.
Rare miscue there by Roberto Lopez. I'm going to look for him to hopefully.
And the ball has not
out.
Been cleared
wow.
out. Oh, it's Batra still going with it. He's waiting for someone to crash the box. It's Ernst on the left side. Fires with the left. And it's good save by Asensio. Ernst put some serious bend on that. Struck it with the left foot. And Asensio had to dive to his right to make that call. It's going to be another set piece here for Port Washington. When Ernst is really, his eye is on the net right now.
Absolutely. Sean Ernst seems to be carrying this entire Port Washington Vikings team on his back right now, and hopefully the team can respond positively to that.
Karyas lifts the ball. Not enough height on it once again.
He's going to get a second chance.
Not sure who that was to.
Very dangerous, honestly. Across the middle, not that much help. And oh, now, and good recovery there by Tito Hernandez.
I thought originally it was a handball for Tito. And I think a possible substitution for Port Washington.
Injured man on the field. That looks like Emerson Botres. I did not see what happens. Hopefully he is okay. He has been playing very strongly so far.
All right, we are going to take an injury break. We are still live. 7:43 on the clock. Sam, what have you liked about Port Washington in the last 15 minutes of this half? Because they have made it theirs. They equalized and have put the ball on the other side of the field many times.
I think it's good to see that Port Washington has kept its composure. I think, obviously, when the game doesn't start off too well, it's easy to just give up and let Baldwin put together a sequence of nice plays and potentially even goals. But Port Washington did not quit, even when it was extremely difficult to watch. I have to say I commend them for their attitude, and that resiliency is something that's going to ultimately make or break this team in the upcoming weeks.
And Botres is not getting up. He looks like he's in a lot of pain. Grasping onto his left thigh. Dr. Z, the athletic trainer for Port Washington School District, is out there on the field helping.
Salute to Mr. Z, one of the best athletic trainers in the entirety of Nassau County. So hopefully he can give Emerson some of the best treatment there is.
Sam, 7 minutes left. I imagine Port Washington would like to get another one on the scoreboard. What do you think are the keys for them, and who is kind of that X factor other than Sean Ernst that you're looking to do some damage in the next 7 minutes?
Honestly, I think it's very open and up in the air. I think Port, after Ernst, they don't have a clear number two guy that can kind of score for them. I think that's what ultimately makes this team so special, extremely well-rounded. They don't play hero ball, and I think they know how to play to their strengths extremely well.
Botres is still down, receiving treatment from Dr. Z.
This can't be good. Botres has been on the ground for about 2 minutes now. Hopefully the refs give Port Washington some extra time here. I think they're really going to have to regroup after this injury. Hopefully they come out firing after this. And we hope Botres is okay. Great player who's been extremely impressive so far. And ultimately down the line, he can be a difference maker for the Vikings.
Botres is going to come out. Sean McClellan is back in the game. We saw him midway through the first half, and Brian Karyas has made himself a presence, solidify himself. He's on William Zelaya, and that has been a very interesting matchup so far throughout the night. The two have been going at it.
Good to see Arias kind of bringing out that competition in himself, kind of setting the expectation and the bar for the Vikings, and I expect to see some of the other guys following with that physicality.
Karyas right to McClellan, tries to flick it on. Moreno is there.
Shaky touch there by McClellan.
Tito with a booming header, but John Luis has it on the right side. There's Suarez, who's back in the game. And a chance for Baldwin now. And it's going to be a set piece. Corner kick for Baldwin. Cifarelli and Suarez in the back, unable to clear it out. Did it go out? And it went out. Yep. Well spotted by the referee. Good attempt at a trick you know, at a trick play in a way by Baldwin. Execution was not there.
A little bit disappointed that the Vikings haven't tried to play the ball out of the back more. It kind of seems like every time there's a goal kick, it's a 50-50 ball off of a goal kick from Stein. And it looks like Port has lost possession once again. Very disappointing result. Hopefully Port decides to talk about that in the mid-game discussion.
Cifarelli's going to let this one roll out. Throwing for him, Suarez is now playing on the left side, different from where he was situated at the beginning of the game, partly because of Karyas has been in. And there's Karyas, there we go, right on cue. And Moreno is there. Karyas putting pressure still, plays it into the back. McClellan
dangerous
is inching
ball there
forward.
For Baldwin.
A good flick on by Zelaya. He is a talented player. Lopez, nice header. And here's Ernst. Francina. Suarez. Suarez has time. Plays the ball in for Ernst. It falls out back to Suarez. And it's still going for Ernst. And it is going to be Asensio there who falls on the ground to make the play. But a good chance forward. Port Washington being very aggressive on the offensive end. It really looks like they are trying to put themselves up front. Oh, and Cifarelli messes that header. Hits it backwards. 50-50 ball up in the air still, and it falls out to Suarez. Oh, really good move to get by his man on the left side and do much of a touch.
It appears that Batres is limping across the field. This does not look like a good sight. I can't tell if he took his cleats off, but
yeah,
that
I think
would
he
be
did.
A brutal loss here for the Vikings, and I guess you kind of got to just go with that next man up mentality.
Booted high and far by Cifarelli. Honestly, a good decision by him. Port Washington has now moved their entire formation up the field. Schiff and Lopez are the last ones back, and Ernst going to play it on, and it's a throw-in for Port Washington. Here we go, with 4 minutes remaining in the first half, 1-1, Port Washington looking to get on the scoreboard once again. First goal scored by Sean Ernst. It
appears that Cifarelli is going to take the throw-in here, and not a bad one, not bad at all.
Still Port Washington's way, Cifarelli's going to have take two. And it's in the mixer. Francina had it. And it's going to go Baldwin's way. That's Jean Michel going down the field. I'm sorry, not Jean Michel. Brutus. And here we go. Ernst looking to do damage again. He plays it on the other side. Lopez running with pace on the right side. He's got Karyas in front of him. Bends it in to the back post. It's Suarez, and it's headed out by Baldwin. Oh, and refs are saying it went off of Port Washington. It's going to be a goal kick for Baldwin. It originally looked like Port Washington would have yet another corner. Ball rolling past everyone. 50-50 ball up in the air. Tito Hernandez clears it out, but it's going to go. Oh, and it's up in the air again.
Sloppy football here by the boys in the middle. And good recovery by poor Vikings.
Suarez is going to try to play it through.
Just another turnover. A little bit sloppy here, so hopefully Port can make it out of this half alive.
Yeah, and they're going to get the ball back here. Too much on that pass from Baldwin. Lopez is going to take another throw-in. Booming throw over McClellan. He's got Moreno on him. Moreno flicks it on with the head. And it's going to come right to Lopez again. Bautista. I'm
oh,
sorry, not Bautista. Brutus.
Painful.
And Schiff clears it out. And McClellan not really going for the ball. Kind of letting it fall out and see where it goes. But right on cue. Here's Suarez. He's on the left side. He's got Cifarelli screaming in. And Cifarelli sends the ball in. Goes past Ernst. It's on the right side. Franchino! Just too much on that. He got a little bit under it and sailed it way over the crossbar. But a really good opportunity for Juan Pablo Franchino Herrera to make it 2-1. Just got under that ball, and then it just soared on. He had a lot of backspin on it. A lucky break for Baldwin. That could have been damaging.
Absolutely. Good to see that poor Washington's putting the pressure on, especially in the front, potentially to limit some difficult opportunities later on in the game.
Minute and change remaining. Minute and five, that is. Here's Karyas. Plays it forward in the middle. And it's flicked on. Ernst is there again. Bounces off Asensio. Asensio's got it in his hand. That might have been offside.
Can't lie, Asensio does not look like a strong point in the back for Baldwin. I think if Port can get a lot of shots on him, they can ultimately win this game.
And the punt goes right to Karyas. 40 seconds remaining for the Vikings. Here's McClellan and bounces off. Not the touch that he wanted. Played quickly by Baldwin. Zelaya tried to flick it on. Here's Franchina. Plays it out to Lopez. 30 seconds remaining. Port Washington needs to do something fast if they want to score.
Sloppy play by McClellan. Very uncharacteristic. So
and John Luis is going to have one more opportunity for Baldwin. He's going, still going. Gets past Franchina. Now is met by Martin Hernandez. He's going to play it in for the other side. That is Hernandez sprinting over. And not yet. 6 seconds left, and it looks like this half is going to end in 1-1. Sean Ernst put poor Washington on the board after Benjamin Hernandez scored the first goal. Really good start, really good recovery by poor Washington, and we will see you back for the second half on WDOT, the voice of Port Athletics.